Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Bill, one of the things we talked about, that authentic, your personal leadership development plan, self-awareness is one of the first things that comes up. It seems like oftentimes maybe leaders, the higher up they go, have less and less people around them to help them be, or maybe they lose their self-awareness. I don't know. What did you experience?
Well, clearly, gaining self-awareness is the hardest thing. And in fact, in Discover Your True North, we've learned a lot in the last 10 years, and we talked about how we did that. So in addition to having processed your crucible and understanding your life story and seeing yourself as an overcomer, not as a victim, I think, you know, we live in a very hectic world, volatile, hectic, ambiguous, 24-7. You can't go 24-7 all the time, and you need to have a practice, at least 20 minutes once a day. I do it twice a day. To pull back into yourself and reflect. You can pray, you can stare up at the sky, you can take a long walk, you can keep a journal, you can do something mindful like meditating, but you need to do something where you're just reflecting, am I doing today what I really want to do with my life? And am I letting the immediate take precedence over the important, or am I focusing on the important things? It's so peaceful in that. And from those, I get great clarity in my thinking and also creativity and a sense of well-being. In addition to that, you mentioned loneliness. I think you need a group of people around you that you really listen to. Who are your truth tellers? Who will come in and say, Bill, you're getting off track here. You're chasing the wrong things. You know, you're too impressed with yourself. You know, you need to have people like that around you. And my men's group has been that. My wife is that. I have some wonderful mentors, people like David Gergen, Noria is Dean of Harvard Business School. I even have a 30-year-old and a 20-year-old mentor because they're teaching me how the millennials think. But if you don't have that and you don't have those truth tellers, you can get way off track. If you think you can just do it alone, you can't. You cannot go alone. You can go with God, but you also need people who reflect that in your life, will bring that back to you and say, stay on course, or help you when you feel really down, or if you... A friend of mine just lost his daughter at 19, and who's there for you when that happens? And, you know, it's or if you lose your job, you know, all of a sudden the people thought you were great, you lose your job, they may go away pretty quickly. Those are not your friends.
And of course, I know you spoke to the students today, so, you know, they can have hundreds of Facebook friends, but they may not necessarily be their real friends, right, in the time of need.
And so you need that. And so if you have these two things, that time for reflection and you get honest feedback from people, I think that leads you to have compassion for yourself.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.